Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we are talking about Gamera versus Viras. I can't say it right.
Also known as Destroy All Planets. Just call it Destroy All Planets.
Yeah, yeah. That seems to be what the title was everywhere.
Right. In both in America and Japan?
Well, just as far as trying to find it online.
Yeah, it seemed easier to find under Destroy All Planets.
Yeah. Which really, it's should be called Destroy One Planet, but they don't even do that.
Well, clearly they're capitalizing on Destroy All Monsters.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, we got to get to that one, too. Have you seen Destroy All Monsters?
I think I have.
There's like 12 Godzilla monsters in it. Most of them are reused footage. Which we're going to talk about reused footage today, I'm sure.
Reused footage, yeah.
Oh, boy. So, okay, let me ask you. Did you fast forward through the 20 minutes?
I did not.
Okay, I did.
I wanted to, but part of me was also like watching it to hate them more. Be like, how dare you?
Oh,
you're going to do this now? Yeah. At first it was like, it starts out incredulous. Yeah, I was close to fast forwarding it.
Cause it's like in 1966, he fought Baragon, and they started showing it. I'm like, man, this is taking forever. And for me,
they're showing the part where they're just kind of like standing across from each other and just kind of, just growling at each other for a while. Like the part where they don't even fight yet. There was that long, that period of just them kind of like puffing their chests for a while. Yeah. And they even showed that whole thing.
Yeah. And then so my Apple TV, when I fast forward, it shows you, where you are in the footage.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can just keep on going. Like I use it for SNL a lot. Like when I'm like, oh, I don't want to watch this musical act, I can get to Weekend Update or whatever. I was doing that with this clip. I'm like, I do not want to watch this. And it was like 10 minutes long. I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I got to the end of it. I hit play. And then the alien says, and then in 1967, he fought Gauss. I'm like,
apparently,
gosh, killing me.
Apparently, I think that this American version of the movie, they added more stock footage to it.
Okay. It was 20 minutes.
It was 20 minutes.
10 minutes of each. And because I was like, how long is this going to go on for?
I feel like there's another bit that I'm pretty sure was also them reusing footage.
The dam?
Again later. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought so too. And I was wondering about that.
And it seemed like they tried to make it look a little more in color. I don't know. I was trying to figure it out. Because he goes after the dam in
the first one. Right?
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that they were even like trying to make the black and white stuff look like it was in color by shooting it through, like showing it through filters, so it looks like it's just like weird lighting and stuff.
Yeah. So after I went through 20 minutes, realizing that like fast forwarding 20 minutes, I'm like, okay, do I really want to go back and watch this? So I didn't. I decided not to, because we just watched those. I mean, this is the fourth Gamera movie, and they showed us footage from the other three. A lot of footage. Was there anything in there that I missed?
Well, for me, it's the fact that Kojiro Hongo is in this movie, right?
Uh-huh.
He's the Scoutmaster.
Yeah.
And he was also, he was like the construction foreman. And stuff, and so they don't just show the fights with the monsters. They show the kid on Gamera's back.
Uh-huh.
They show him trying to, and he can't. He's gone. He's not close enough, and he's got to move in closer. And that's right there. Kojiro Hongo's grabbing him there. It's like there's so many times where I want the aliens to be like, oh, wait, that guy in the helmet looks familiar.
Yeah.
Because it's the same guy. That, I mean, part of the what I like when Gamera use the same actors, because it's like I said last time, it has this kind of like, we're the Gamera troupe of actors.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently also that same guy is in a Gamera from 1995, too.
Oh, so. Cool.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, no, it's no. You didn't get anything new out of that. No, it was clearly just, and then this, and then they set up. There's this whole thing about one of the things that really like irked me about the alien voiceover stuff is they know the names of everything.
Yeah,
they know they called the Earth the Earth. They called we happen to call it the Earth too. They knew Gamera by name immediately. They knew all the other monsters by name. Man.
Alright. I think with those clips aside, when those clips happened, I immediately went into I'm gonna hate this movie mode.
Yeah.
And I'm like, screw this movie. I was fine with Gamera. I liked the last one, versus Gauss, a lot. Probably in our top five. And then I was like, oh, immediately it jumps the shark. But there was stuff that happened in this movie that I really, really enjoyed. So
based on its ridiculousness.
Yeah. And and the fact that it's centered around children, you know, makes you think, oh, you forgive it a little more because it seems more like a kid's movie.
Yes, it's definitely.
But there's stuff in it that legitimately freaked me out. There's stuff in it that... we'll get to all of it.
I know what you mean. All right, so it starts with the spaceship.
The spaceship is awesome.
It's a bunch of balls with lines on them.
Yeah.
Just kind of grouped together. It's like a molecule.
Yeah. They have to have toys of it, right?
Probably.
Yeah. I really like the ship. I like the ship, and I like how it functioned. I like that the different segments could come out.
Separate.
Yeah.
There is there's definitely like the initial announcement to the crew is so generic. Attention all spaceship crew members. Spaceship.
Why would you call it spaceship?
Thank you. Everyone aboard spaceship. Attention, please.
It's like the captain on an airplane. Attention, airplane passengers. It's like, no. Go ahead.
Our radar screen has picked up the target we've been looking for. Activate the radar screen. What?
It's already.
You mean
activated.
It wasn't activated?
He goes. So the voiceover says. They mentioned they see Gamera, like Gamera's there, and the voiceover says something about the monster, and its name is, and like dot dot dot, and then the title of the movie comes up that says Destroy All Planets. Like, I feel like that's where it should have said Gamera.
But it goes dot 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 because it gets destroyed, right? The spaceship blows up.
Yeah, but I assume that's totally
why you would do that there for sure. It's Gamera versus Virus. I kept writing down the same thing. There it is, the planet most similar to ours in all the universe, the Earth. And I'm like, so you're watching this whole thing, and it's like there's a bunch of lights. There's like this thing floating in the middle that looks like an atom, and it's like, what are the aliens in this? Is it the talking lights? Is it the speaker system?
I didn't know.
What are we looking at? What is that thing in the middle? Is that the aliens? What are these aliens?
Yeah. And then later,
I like a Gamera. He just basically pounds. Busts his head into one of the holes, into one of the balls, and then just lights it on fire. Oh, and then he says, they go into what the spaceship calls emergency fight.
I like and that Gamera's flying with his head and arms out this time.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. It's definitely more steerable. But he says, and they say, send Spaceship 2 immediately. And it's like, it almost seems like they're sending Spaceship 2 to its death, because clearly Gamera is someone, like, why send him immediately? Why don't you kind of try and figure out, let's find a way to beat Gamera first, and then we send the next spaceship?
Yeah.
Where did he even pick that up? Where did he pick up Gamera's name? Where did he even pick that up?
So my next note happens 20 minutes later.
Okay.
we can get to the Boy Scout camp.
Okay, so is that what is your next note about the Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
About the kids?
Yeah, okay. And then I have clip show for 20 minutes.
Okay, great. So it's funny because you say you took a ton of notes, so it's really back heavy.
Oh, I have a ton of notes.
At this point, so in this one, Gamera's for sure the hero. He's got the heroic music. It's like each movie so far, it's progressively become Gamera and children,
children. Yeah.
Yeah, this one they doubled down on it, not because it's two children, but they doubled down on it because that becomes the weakness that the aliens capitalize.
What they've learned from the clips in the movie, in the previous movies, is that Gamera has a weakness for children.
Right.
Yeah.
So we find there's a Boy Scout troop. Mm-hmm. The Boy Scout troop system there is interesting. There's the scout leader, mm-hmm. and then there are these kind of big sisters, who are kind of the next in command, it seems. And then there's the actual scouts, and our story features on two scouts, a white kid and the other kid whose name is Masao, and he is a boy genius, we find out later.
Yes.
And part of why you find out is because him and his friend, they break into the submarine,
uh-huh.
and they are able to rework the controls so that they do the opposite.
Yeah, so if they try to go forward, it'll go in reverse. If they try to go in reverse, it'll go forward, which trips up the submarine operator way more than it should.
Yeah. Also, the notion that it seems like forward and backwards are controlled behind the guy who's steering, as far as a setup of a design for a control panel was pretty pretty flawed from the get go. I wrote a note. Oh, because the two. First of all, just like the white kid is not a part of that troop. He has a different color uniform and his patch is different. Yeah, he does. He has a what they call like a piss cutter hat, and the other kids have what they call smokies. But I was looking at like the one kid has the main scouts, their patch is Tokyo. Uh-huh. And the white kid's patch says something like Far East Asia or something like that. That basically separated him from the other group. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then I was like, it was just kind of cool seeing I recognize Kojiro Hongo's face when he comes on the screen. I was like, ah, there's that guy. Also, the kid, the white kid's really good with that lasso, but he turns his back to us when he gets it ready all the time. Funny submarine gag.
When the kids are in the submarine, they see Gamera, and they take a picture of Gamera.
And spaceship number two arrives. Yeah.
And that was their only proof that Gamera was in the water.
Well, they see Gamera, and then they start kind of like fucking with him a little bit because they're like, "I wanna float the submarine under between his legs a lot." and so they start floating around Gamera, and then they catch a Gamera's face, and like only one of the only things that can he can only move his mouth, and he can move his eyes, forward and backward. And so they move his eyes forward and backward, kind of gives him this kind of like notion, like Gamera's not really comfortable with this. The threat of no supper seems to work.
Yeah. So what's funny about this movie, for the majority of it, Gamera is protecting not the Earth, but just his campsite against an alien invasion.
Yeah.
And these kids, all the kids in the camp run away, but our two hero kids run an opposite direction out in the middle of the beach where they get laser beamed.
Right, but hold on.
Okay.
So the alien ship, Spaceship 2, arrives.
Yeah.
And they use what they refer to as the super catch ray. And so the super catch ray is a ray that essentially makes a dome over somebody. The dome appears to be plastic enough that it can be lifted up. Yet it is also still a ray.
Yes.
The kid's wrist radio is a compass.
Yes, and she could find him with her compass.
Oh. Oh, that allows her to locate him as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, they said the kids were going to be running out of air inside the submarine under the dome of the super catch ray. And they talked to Gamera through the submarine, and Gamera sacrifices, taking it causes a shock for Gamera to be able to lift that piece of the ray dome up to let the kids get out, and then it's like he passes out.
Yeah.
Okay, and then to assess Gamera is when the spaceship decides that they will explore his memory waves by activating the Videotron. And then the kaleidoscope screen shows a clip show of Gamera for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, that's too long.
They even cut to the kid on his back as like, all right, 20 minutes. Like after I went through it all, I backed up to see where it started because I wanted to do the math as to how long it would the whole thing took. So his kindness to children is his weakness, and they decide they're going to, you know, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So basically they just tell Gamera, hey, we're going to kill these kids if you don't do what we say. Okay, so yeah, the kids go running, and then they get zapped, and then they get brought up onto the ship.
Yeah. And then the aliens actually control Gamera.
Yeah.
Because there's a beam that, you know, the kids later reverse. So the kids are in the ship, and as of now, I think the alien is either that floating molecule thing in there that lights up, or the screen.
Right.
But then we see some guys walking through.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, the aliens are just guys. Like, yeah, they don't have crazy outfits. They have, like, berets.
But the kids, I'm like, oh, they're... There looks like they're caught like us.
Yeah.
At one point. Yeah.
But then they walk to the door and then fly out of the ship.
Yes.
It's very strange. So I'm like, okay, then these must be the aliens.
Oh, they flew out. I didn't think they were flying out the ship. I thought they were just, that's how they fly from one room to another room.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I guess so.
To the different compartments of the ship.
Yeah. The different
bombs. So the kids see that, and they decide that they're going to try it.
And they'd fall. So they can't do it.
And they complain about it.
Oh, and now I realize why. We'll find out later what's up with these guys.
Why do you suppose they save the good things just for grown-ups?
Like flying.
Gamera's doing push-ups when they activate the radar screen.
It's getting prepped.
Gamera's noise is very much like a like an elephant's trumpet.
Oh yeah, I didn't notice. Totally, I can totally hear that.
Okay, so they got that brainwave control device, which I think I like how it's also basically it looks like a mini ball of the ship. It's yeah. Part of the same design.
It's probably just the model that they used.
And they're like, Gamera, fly around the ship, obey, and Gamera does it.
There's also a thing on board that materializes anything you ask it to.
Yes, and the kids are very quick to start drinking random beverages that pop out of the walls in his orange spaceship.
Because he said orange juice, and they get juice, but he says it's better. But then comes the sandwiches, which I love the sandwiches, the space sandwiches that were octagonal. I was like, oh yeah. That's kind of cool. They're space sandwiches.
I do like futuristic instant food things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a cool gimmick to classic sci-fi.
But then the kids ask for a gun.
Right.
A gun or something, and then they won't give them a gun.
The spaceship is on to them that if they're going to cause any trouble, anything that would put the ship in danger, it won't fulfill those wishes. Yeah.
And then they want an unpeeled apple and unpeeled pear with a sharp knife.
With a knife to peel it, and then it comes peeled, spoiled again.
Okay. So.
Best part.
These guys. These show aliens. Up. And they,
in darkness.
So far, they've just been guys, and I've been pretty disappointed with these aliens.
Until
they start talking in the shadows.
And
their eyes start blinking.
Yeah.
It freaked
their
me out.
Their cartoon eyes.
It freaked me out.
Creepy cartoon eyes. They suddenly look like mannequin heads.
It was probably my favorite thing in the movie.
Yeah, mine too. I think, and I was like, oh, I wish they were in the dark all the time.
It kind of came out of nowhere, and it was a bit unsettling. And if I saw this as a kid, I would definitely have nightmares.
Yeah, trying to figure out where the eye, because the eyes are clearly a separate thing, and it's like they're not actually part of their head. And it's kind of like almost feels like they're a little off, like they're a little bit separated too much, or like there's parts of them that they don't quite fit. They're just kind of like,
They were almost like set up like the Emperor's eyes in The Empire Strikes Back, like before the special editions. Like, they're a little bit far apart, and they were sticking out just a little bit. And they were just, like, full-on just white with black pupils, like a cartoon. Like when Pee-wee was in the dark.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's definitely that kind of thing. And it also kind of had this kind of reminiscent quality of, like, when people paint eyes on closed eyelids.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that same kind of creep factor. Okay. And then the kids go into the dark blue room.
Well, these kids, the aliens are holding these huge ray guns, and the kid decides to start taking pictures, which I wouldn't want to do.
That whole taking pictures doesn't pay off.
It doesn't. But I feel like pointing a camera at these aliens, even though they know a lot about Earth, I don't think is a good idea.
They could probably tell you the brand of that camera.
Yeah.
Do you smell something fishy in the air?
The other kid says no. So I wrote down that Varys smells slightly fishy. Not too strong.
So then they come across a Virion.
Uh-huh.
In what looks like a cage,
which you can clearly fit through.
That's how we interpret it as a cage.
Yeah.
And they think that perhaps it's just like something that they're going to take to a circus.
And they think that they are going to be part of the circus as well. And so they decide that they want to free it.
Right.
Which is a bad idea. Because also it looks like Virus could completely go through the bars anyway. Because at first I thought it was glass, but you see the tentacles come out.
Right, he comes through.
Yeah, we're going to call those tentacles for now.
Oh, actually, this might be my favorite part.
Then they get attacked by one of the alien guys.
Yeah, and he shoots his arm.
Yeah.
And he holds the arm, basically holds the kids, and then he's able to pull the arm, comes flying back, and he attaches. It's pretty good because the arm, it's a clean cut, but you can kind of see down the barrel of the arm.
Yeah,
where there's like the skin layer, and then there's like, yeah. But it's not gross. It's very dry. It's like very, yeah.
Yeah, this movie redeemed itself pretty quickly after those clips.
And then they command Gamera to go, and then here comes another clip.
Yeah.
They tell him to come, go destroy, and they actually name the dam by name.
Yeah.
And not only are they able to do that, but Gamera knows exactly what dam they're talking about.
Yes.
Because then he does.
Yeah. So Gamera understands English.
Right, but we knew he understood English from the time when the kid said in the movie where he says, "Oh, it's too far away. Move closer, Gamera," and he does.
So here's the thing: the aliens are holding the Earth ransom. They want to kill. I'm not sure if I understand this plan. They're gonna kill the humans. Must surrender to the aliens, otherwise the aliens are gonna kill the two kids.
Right.
In the meantime,
the kids are willing to sacrifice themselves.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting.
For the good of the Earth.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. Because I thought the same thing. I'm like, here they're using Gamera to destroy and level, you know, the city. Killing, you know, thousands of people. And just because they want to save two children. And the kids, I was like, felt like they were on the same page. Like, oh, this doesn't make sense.
Right. Yet, the UN Security Council decides unanimously that they have no choice but to surrender.
Then he gets in touch with his sister who thinks that they can mess with the controls.
Yeah. The kid, and, you know, like he did with the submarine, he's just going to reverse engineer any technology and mess up the alien controls so that the whole ray ends up doing the opposite thing, you know, so the ray ends up shooting them down to Earth.
Yeah.
Instead of bringing him up into this ship. And
this is a pretty leap in suspension of disbelief where it's
kid's like, a boy genius.
Yeah, and I'm sure submarine technology is similar to alien technology.
We Virians are the best species found in the universe.
the kids, what did the kids say to the aliens?
So it works. Wait, what?
There's something that the kids say to the aliens. Oh, they say that there's a problem in one of the other pods.
Yeah.
So the aliens all take off, all of them take off to this other pod so the kids can reverse the beam and the Gamera.
Right. They reverse one thing and then they go to the other thing and they're like, oh, we just do the same thing we did.
But when the aliens arrive to the room looking for the problem, they say, why did the boys lie?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't realize they were tricked. So the kids, to get in the capture beam, have to go lay on the floor.
Right.
Because that's how they arrived. That made me laugh. That they couldn't just stand in a specific spot. They had to lay down. And then Gamera unloads on the spaceship. He does the exact same trick as he did with Spaceship One, where he crashes into one of the balls and then just starts lighting the place on fire.
Yeah, they may have just run that footage. They probably borrowed footage from their own movies on top of
that. But I like that. I like that a lot. I think it's like, you know, usually you'd have like a spaceship have some sort of shields and it's got someone's going to have to go deactivate the shields in order for
it. Yeah.
No, Gamera just shows up and just busts it.
Yeah. Busting his head through is pretty good.
And then starts destroying the ship ball by ball.
So to fight Gamera,
Oh, man.
They need more power. Uh-huh. And so the Virion in charge tells the other guys that, I need your powers. And he, with one swing of a tentacle, chops the heads off of all the dudes that were in the crew. And other Virions emerge out of their bodies. The kid explains all this. Yes. Yeah. And they basically combine and become one giant Virus.
And it's awesome. And the middle tentacle looks like a wiener. Oh my gosh. I need to see the Japanese version of this, because I have a feeling that those clips aren't in the movie. I don't know why.
Which clips?
The ones from the previous two movies.
What I had seen, there is 10 minutes of previous footage. I think it's not as much.
Okay. Because I noticed that at the beginning of this, it said it was distributed by a television company. So I'm assuming this movie was put on television and people probably hadn't seen the other two Gamera movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, there definitely seemed there was more padding when they made an American version.
Because though without those clips, like everything that's not those clips, that 20-minute chunk, I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Because this fight that's coming up.
Yeah.
I loved it. There's stuff in it that surprised me. There's stuff that was interesting. And what the thing is, at first I thought Varys was a puppet with just tentacles.
Right.
But then you realize it's a dude in there, and yeah, two of the tentacles are the feet of the actor.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, cool. It's the dude fighting Gamera.
Right.
And the fight is great. First of all, they use the remaining balls of the ship as like a soccer ball. Like he kicks the ship at Gamera, which I enjoyed that. But this fight, it's...
Yeah, he tries to pull Gamera into the ocean.
With his dong. it goes right in his mouth.
Mom, I love where Gamera, he just kind of picks him up and just starts slapping him onto the ground.
Oh, yeah. Not the part where Gamera dives into the water and the editor decided to leave the footage rolling because you could see his ass like bob out of the water again.
Oh.
Like it was a perfect edit where the body went down into the water, but he just let it hanging, the shot hanging, and just goes boop and pops back out. I don't know. The kids watching the fight just kept yelling Gamera. I don't know if that was helping Gamera at all. they didn't give him any advice. They just kept saying Gamera back and
forth. I like this thing where the Virus's pineapple top,
yeah,
can close up and become like a rigid spearhead.
Yeah, and it gets closed up by Gamera throwing a boulder at him. Like it's able to pierce through the boulder.
Yeah.
And then as he crashes down...
I was trying to figure out if that was weighing him down or not when he was like going down into the ocean with it. And Gamera's trying to catch up with him. Which reminded me... Which, by the way, so the two of them side by side, it was like not unlike... Because I remember when the kids were in the submarine, they were like racing Gamera.
Yeah.
So Virus trips Gamera onto his back, and when Gamera's on his back, suddenly Virus has the upper hand because he can throw Gamera around and slide him, and then the rock happened. Sorry.
Yeah, but the rock happens, and then Gamera kicks a second rock and knocks Virus into the water, like kind of like a billiard shot. Like the one rock hits the other rock, and that's on his head. And So they're down in the bottom of the water, and Varys pounds his head up against the ocean floor and breaks the rock in half.
Breaks the rock off, yeah.
And then
Gamera rides him back to the surface.
Yeah, and the music's very triumphant.
And then the music starts, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then, so they end up out of the water, Gamera gets thrown to the ground, and the music just drops out completely.
Yeah, and yeah, Varys like jams himself into the sand and sends Gamera flying past him.
Yeah.
And then Varys stabs Gamera in the middle of the chest, impales him
hard
with his spearhead, and then he keeps stabbing at that spot.
And there's like blood gushing out. It's like this turquoise blood. And I was like, this dude is done. Like the amount, the size of the hole in Gamera's chest, there's no way Gamera survives.
That is center mass. That is where hearts are.
That's everything.
Yeah.
I've seen like those sort of x-rays of Gamera where they show like, or you know, you've seen those, like the cross sections. I'm like,
right, we're going to refer to that.
See, that stab is hitting everything.
Yeah, that is.
It's like,
by the way, a good move for Varys in this form would be to do the stab and then open up again, probably.
Yeah.
However,
the kids yell Gamera some more.
And he starts flying with Varys in his chest.
Mm-hmm. And he's doing the spinning flying.
Up and up and up out of the Earth's atmosphere.
Uh-huh. And freezes Varys.
Freezes. This is clearly where the Iron Man movie got this idea.
Yeah. I thought the same thing.
Then drops him.
Yeah. And then he disintegrates in the water. I'm assuming he like cracks up and...
Now the person I had cut off early after he landed in the water.
Okay.
And so I had to go to YouTube to find the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't much.
I don't know how Gamera walks away from this.
Yeah.
But my favorite part is when those kids are yelling Gamera.
No, he does.
Right before Gamera spins and takes Varys to space, those kids are standing right in front of his rocket holes. I'm surprised they didn't get burnt. But there's no way the Gamera walks out of this. There's no way.
They also at the end and during the celebration, they joke about the kids not having supper anyways.
Yeah.
And also the whole thing when the kids finally came down, they're like, ah, can you believe it was a joke that got us that did it all. That got us out of this mess.
Yeah. The reversing of the alien parts. I really, really like this movie.
It's amazing how a detached arm can hold people down.
Yeah. Unless it's like a robot arm. But this, I don't think, was a robot arm. I don't even know what this arm was. Because underneath the skin, they were wearing... The Varians were wearing people's flesh as suits. Well,
yeah. Yeah.
As explained by the boy.
Like the notion of like, where do the tentacles go? I can't. I mean, there's parts I do like in this movie, but because so much of this movie is other movies that I've seen already, it's really hard for me to.
Maybe it's easier
support this behavior.
maybe it was better for me because I just skipped it.
Yeah,
because there was so much stuff that for me redeemed it. Like the cutting off of the heads and the Varys.
The heads, arm, the eyes.
The eyes.
It was great. Like, yeah, because definitely when the aliens show up the first time, you're immediately disappointed. Yeah. Because they didn't even give them good outfits.
Yeah.
And then they do make up for that.
Yeah, they're just guys.
Yeah.
With like Nehru jackets and like, I don't even know.
Bays.
Yeah.
They didn't have Nehru jackets. They had short sleeves on. They were just shirts.
They were weak.
Huge.
It wasn't like Planet X aliens.
No, nothing like a Planet X alien.
But watching their heads cut off and the sort of head the squid head coming through the neck.
Coming
holes,
through.
That was awesome.
Good. Yeah.
The fight was great.
The formation was kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
Where they just kind of like superimpose and then make it look bigger.
But still, that's even better than some of the stuff we've seen in like later Godzilla movies. Like, was it Godzilla versus Megaguirus, where they just had the yellow dust of the tiny ones come together, and there's all of a sudden it's a big dragonfly? Like, at least this is like 1968 or whatever. It's not the
first time, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff to like in this movie. Those clips are a real bummer. But the best part of those alien eyes, that freaked me out. It's almost like they made the aliens super boring, normal guys just to add that shock value later. Because it definitely weirded me out. I think Gamma versus Gauss is still the top of my Gamma list.
Yeah, but the one, our most highly anticipated Gamma is next.
Yes. Yes.
Next time we hit Gamera.
Yeah. It'll be in a few weeks.
We'll hit it pretty soon, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to talk about next episode?
Yeah, King Kong.
Yeah, I'm excited. We haven't done it yet. I don't know what was holding us up. But, yeah, the original 1933 Kong. I haven't watched it in a while. I'm really excited to watch it.
I saw it pretty recently in the theater, but, it's good. This will be an easy watch. It's good. I like.
Yeah.
Something that I know is good would be a good. I'm ready for it.
And then Ready Player One comes out around the time of this podcast, and I just saw a trailer for it. I don't know. You avoid trailers, huh?
Yeah, usually, unless I'm a captive audience in a movie.
Yeah. Kong is in it. But it's probably just like a one shot. I don't know.
What, like Donkey Kong though?
No, like King Kong.
Really?
I think so. And I don't even think it's like Skull Island version. It's like a whole new version. It's literally one shot in the trailer. Because the trailer has like everything in it. Like
it's about video games though, right?
It's a virtual reality world with everything. There's like an Overwatch character in it. There's all sorts of 80s movie stuff in there. But it's like you'll have like one shot of everything. Like let's say it's a shot of like 100 cars lined up at a start line.
So it's like Legos when like there's like the Kong in a Lego movie.
Yeah. So
all right, cool.
But there is a shot of Kong, and I'm excited. I haven't seen it in a long time. I love it. I love it. I can't wait to talk about it. Until then, you can go to kaijupod.com, and that has our giant kaiju monster list. If you haven't seen King Kong, there may be a link to it. I'm pretty sure it's available somewhere. If not, you can find it. It also gives you links to our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And, that's all I have. So until next time, I'm going to go reverse the alien equipment.
I'm going to go have some orange juice. Ooh. No, better than orange juice.
What's better than orange juice? Is it just like punch? It's like Kool-Aid?
Better.
Sorry.
It's fresh squeezed. Man,
those octagonal sandwiches. And they're stacked like, there's like eight high or something.
There's a lot of them. Yeah.
I was like, what is this, Scooby Doo and Shaggy?
They're very, very nice prison guards. like the they're nice hosts to their prisoners.
But they won't give them a knife or gun.
No, but everything else, it's like it's just well, they need to keep the kids alive so they can convince Gamera to
yeah
let them abuse.
All right.